When you close your eyes and you think of an alley, what do you see? Trash? Junky cars? Or a place where danger lurks? Or do you see a place where people might stroll, perhaps car-free, certainly cleaned up? That's what my next guest sees. She is president of Midtown Detroit Incorporated, a nonprofit community development group that's working to transform gritty urban alleys in Midtown Detroit into something that's green, something you'd want to walk through, and something that helps with urban revitalization. Sue Mosey, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why should we even think about alleys at all, except as places to maybe cut through by car and avoid if by foot?
Well, I think in an area like Midtown in Detroit, I mean, it was pretty much out of necessity that we decided we needed to take some action on a lot of the alleys in the neighborhood. First of all, a lot of them were in very poor condition. Some of them were actually collapsing. And so we've been working with the DPW department to do some of the underground repairs. And then since we were going to have to redo them anyway, we figured why not make them green and sustainable and beautiful? Why not make them attractive for pedestrians and bicyclists? Why not make them community spaces for potluck dinners or art exhibitions? And so the community really rallied around this. And we did our first demonstration one with the folks that put together the Green Garage, which is a small green business incubator in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And that was combination effort. We raised the money. They brought in a lot of the volunteer effort. We both worked with the city to really get their support for this kind of a new concept and, you know, a new kind of way to deal with some of these alleys in the neighborhood. And it all turned into a beautiful space. So after we did that one, we thought, well, now there's a number of other new developments coming into the area. They all have alleys sitting next to them. They're all in poor condition, and they have to be addressed if we want the surrounding developments to be successful, and we really want to leverage everyone's investment. So then we picked a second alley that's now under construction, kind of a really large one, much more expensive project, but we think it's going to leverage a lot of benefits for the neighborhood.
What kind of cost are we looking at to take a you know, cruddy alley and make it something green and lovely?
Yeah, I mean, you can do a lot of different models. I mean, the first one we did, because there was a lot of volunteer manpower in it, and we were paying for, you know, pavers, we were paying for some of the landscaping, but the volunteers really, you know, did most of the landscaping work. We paid for induction lighting, and, you know, some other features. That one was really kind of a half an alley. It really didn't go the entire block, and that was about $75,000. The alley we're doing now is about $400,000. It's a much longer, wider alley, and we're paying for that with foundation funding, and we have a matching grant from Shinola, who are, you know, manufacturing in the neighborhood here, and they're also committed to this whole green alley concept throughout the district. So,
and Sue, when you think of alleys and the little garages that go up and down them all through Detroit, what makes that special from an urban planning and urban revitalization standpoint?
Well, I think the best thing is the scale. I mean, people really like to be in attractive, more intimate scale places. And this gives you an opportunity to do that. And I think it's an opportunity to reuse something that's, you know, usually seen as more of a negative, and just create something that's unexpected and really positive. And people really respond to that. You know, reusing old spaces in new ways, I mean, it doesn't really get better than that.
Sue Mosey, president of Midtown Detroit Incorporated, a nonprofit community development group that is working to transform alleys in Midtown Detroit. Thanks for talking with us, Sue.
Okay, thank you.
It was a long, hot haul, but he did it. 14-year-old Hunter Grandy completed his 40-mile walk from his junior high school building in Temperance to the University of Michigan campus this past weekend. He carried his 7-year-old brother, Braden, on his back for every single step. It was called the cerebral palsy swagger. Braden was born with CP, and his big brother had hoped their walk would focus attention on cerebral palsy. He especially wanted to challenge engineers and doctors to seek improvements in mobility for those who live with CP. As Hunter told us last week on Stateside, his little brother's walker doesn't do well in sand or gravel, so Braden's often forced to sit on the sidelines during recess at school. And Hunter doesn't think that's right. That cerebral palsy swagger made headlines around the nation and overseas.